Chof Dalet Nissen, 24th of April, Rabbi Tzvi Geffen, Sviya Soima, what's in it for me?
Last summer, we were in the south of Spain for our holidays. And I had a juke in my cup, and a craze. Yeah, I'd had enough of sitting by the pool the whole day. I wanted to go to Tangiers. Tangiers is in Morocco. So, we'd go to the port, Tarifa, we'd take a boat, and we'd be in Tangiers for a couple of hours. Enjoy Morocco. So we went by car, we went to the port, to Tarifa, and our boat was supposed to leave the port at 2:30. So we got onto the boat, and then they tell us it's going to be delayed for 10 minutes. That 10 minutes turns into half an hour turns into an hour. 2.5 hours later, we left the port of Tarifa. And when we were on our way, to which we thought was Tangiers, we realized we were actually going to the wrong place. We were going to be an hour away from Tangiers. So we'd have to take a taxi first to get to Tangiers. We'd only end up having an hour in Tangiers Market. Have to pay for a taxi to come back to the port where we were. And that would be our date, just an hour in Tangiers. So on the boat, me and my wife, discussing what to do. My wife says, listen, it's only an hour. It's not really worth going all the way to Tangiers just for 1 hour. You know, we have to pay for another taxi on top of everything we've paid until then. And I told my wife, listen, if we really want to experience Tangiers, we can't just stay by the port, take a couple of pictures, and have a picnic. If we want to understand the culture, experience Tangiers, then we've got to go into it. So we went. And we experienced Tangiers. So when I first arrived there, I was first accosted by 5 people telling me they'd protect me. I wasn't sure what they were going to protect me from. Then we were in the market, and I was convinced to buy something I didn't want to buy. And then I was nearly convinced to buy something I'd never buy in my life. So yeah, we experience Tangiers by going into it. So the Ramchal, he says there's 2 ways to have a Yom Tov. One way is to eat too much, eat too little. We can go through the Zmanim and we could be like on a train and just pass by and we didn't get off the train. There's another way of experiencing the Zmanim of the year. By getting off the train, by going into the market, and by coming out and taking something with us. And through that, we can experience the Zmanim of the year. Just last week, I was explaining to my daughter how voltage works. So you have this electricity inside a socket, and by plugging something in, you can lighten something up. If you took a whole stadium, all the light from a stadium, and you plugged it, and you tried to just plug it into a regular socket, the lights won't come on. There's not enough energy. There's not enough electricity. But if you have enough current going through the if there's enough electricity there, then it can brighten up an entire stadium. And the same is with the Zmanim of the year, that there's Rosh Chodesh, there's Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, freedom, happiness, forgiveness. These are all Zmanim of the year. That if we plug into those Zmanim, we can really become enlightened and get something from it, and not just pass through the Zmanim as if we're on a train, as if we're staying by the port. And staying the same. So now we're holding in this Zmanim of Sviya Soima. What are the Oiras? What are the Koichos of Sviya Soima? So we know that Yimei Sfira, they coincide with the 7 weeks. With Klal Yisrael, they went from being a Goy Miker of Goy, Halolo Ivda Avodah Zarah, Halolo Ivda Avodah Zarah. And they ended up becoming, in these 7 weeks, the Am Hashem, Ro, to be Mekabel the Torah, here, Anoich Hashem from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How on earth, in those 7 weeks, they end up becoming such a great nation? They were nothing. And in 7 weeks, they became the Am Hashem. How did that happen? So, it's obvious. It's simple. That it must be to become such a great nation in 7 weeks. It was kula a matana from Hashem. It wasn't stam siyata d'shmaya. We all have siyata d'shmaya when we're working on our tikkun hamidos. But to become so much in 7 weeks, it must be a kula matana from Hashem. The Vilna Gaon, he writes that in his entire life, he only managed to reach the 8th perek of Mesilas Yesharim. So to become the Am Hashem in 7 weeks, it must be as a matana from Hashem. And what happened at the end of the 7 weeks, after Kabbalah Satira, the Sotom was able to do what did to Adam Arishon. He was able to get Klal Yisrael to sin. And after all that we did, all that matana from Hashem, at the end of it, we fell again. But now that we were there, now that we had reached that level, we now knew where we could get to again. We now knew what Klal Yisrael were capable of getting to. And therefore, if in those 7 weeks Klal Yisrael grew, they became the Am Hashem, that means that in Sfira Soima, there's a special Siyata D'Shmaya for us to become a greater person, to have higher Asagas in our Yiddishkeit, to grow and to become a greater person. That's the Siyata D'Shmaya, the Oimus, the spiritual light that is there in these 7 weeks. So the question is, how do we do it? If all that Siyata D'Shmaya is there, if all that those Koichas and the Zmanim of Sfira Soima is there, then how in these 7 weeks can we become a greater person? How can we have greater Asagas in our own growth? So for those of you who are Hasidish, so you're into the Spheres. The Spheres, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. So the Kotzke Rebbe, there's a story with the Kotzke, there was a Chassid, he was saying the Rebbeinu Shel Olam after saying Spheres Oima, and he's shuckling, Yisukah Mash Bekamti, L'Tahareinu, L'Kliposeinu, U'metumoseinu. And he asked the Rebbe, Wo Haltman in the Spheres? And the Rebbe, he screams, Hishvanz Shubishvanz! Which means that you're nothing. You really think you're holding my summer in the Spheres? Can we really understand the Spheres? These are the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs a Bria. If we're not holding my Kabbalah, then who are we to understand the Spheres? Okay, so we're not into the Spheres. By the way, someone told me yesterday, you can download an app for £3, and every day it explains to you the Spheres. So in one paragraph, it's very simple, you can download this app, in one paragraph you'll understand the Spheres. So Chesed Shet Betiferes, you can understand in one paragraph, which you can download for £3. So again, it's another option if those of you want to understand the Spheres.
What's an app? Oh.
Someone told me there's an app. I believe it. So the question is, what's really in it for us? What is there in the Spheres Oima that we can take out and use in our own spiritual growth? So firstly, there's one klaliyistic message that comes out from Spheres Oima. The first message is that if we ever want to become a great person, if we ever really want to grow, then there has to be a systematic growth system. For a person to say, yeah, I'm going to become better. For us to say that, then we'll flounder. It's a bit of this, it's a bit of that. Sfiras Oima tells us it's 7 days, it's 1 day, it's 2 days. I have a system in place for me to grow. Another week, 1 week, 2 weeks. It tells us that for us just to think, yeah, I want to become better, some general betterness, that can't happen. Sfira Soima tells us there's a system in place. It's got to be a process. 1 day, 2 days. And through that, you can build to becoming a better person. That's how we can do it. Now, we can, once we know the klaliyistic message, we can go into the detail. So the first lesson, the first of the spheres, again, this is on a simple level, is Chesed. Once Klal Yisrael, they left Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a Kriyas Yamsa for them, Kulei Chesed. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gave the Yidden the clarity of Emunah, Chesed. The Yidden, every single Yidden was Zoicha to the Chesed of seeing Emunah, clarity. And then the Mitzrayim were all killed. That was a chesed not just for Klal Yisrael, that was a chesed for the entire world. The first week of Sefiras HaOmer is chesed. So the message of that for us is that if we ever want to grow, if we ever want to become a better person, the foundation of growth is chesed. To try and build from a higher level before working on our ben adam lechaveroi, it's like building on thin air. The first of the spheres is chesed, to tell us that without those foundations, we're nothing. If we try to become more kaddish, if we want to work on ourselves in any different way, without starting with our ben adam lechaveroi, without starting working on our relationship between one and another, there's nothing. For example, davening. If a person wants to work on his davening, so he wants to isolate each part of Shemoneh Esra, work on this bracha and that bracha, learning translation. So if my approach to working on Shemoneh Esra is that I just want to be able to daven better myself, then there's no place for that. Only if a person approaches, I want to work on myself for the benefit of other people. I see the tzara in Klal Yisrael. I see that Klal Yisrael has needs. If I first think that the whole reason why I want to become a better person is because of chesed, then there's mokum for that growth. Then the growth can start. Because chesed is the basis for all spiritual growth. So I'd like to share with you one aspect of chesed which I found really inspiring. So, since I'm one of the first few speakers after Pesach, so you haven't heard that many pshatim in Shleinago Kovid Zeloze. You know, it's like when you go to a bris and the speaker goes, Kishem Shnichnas the bris, I want to say a pshat in it. And everyone's like, I've heard 1,000 pshatim, you think you're going to tell me another pshat? And the speaker senses that everyone's already heard Kishem Shnichnas 1,000 times. So he says, no, this is emistic a pshat. So I'm going to say a pshat in Shleinago Kovid Zeloze. Even if it's not emistic of pshat, I heard it from Adam Gadol and Eretz Yisrael, and I think this is a most relevant, inspiring message. So we all know the Gemara. It discusses the reason why the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died. It says Shonagu Kovid Zelazeh. They weren't able to respect one another. But there's a Medrash that says the reason why all the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died was Shehoisa Einem Tzores Zubazu, Batoira Zubazu. Which means they couldn't fagin. I don't know what the English word for fagin is. They couldn't fagin one another in their Torah. They couldn't say Geshmak Svara. They couldn't say, ah, you're learning so well. They couldn't compliment one another in their learning, in their Hasmada. They couldn't give it over to another person. Is that Astira? Is there a connection between Shleinago Kovid Zelazeh? Was it two different reasons for the reason why the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died in these 7 weeks? So the Maharal in Avos, he explains the Mishnah that says, Eizeh mechubad, who is an honorable person? Who's a mechubad? Hamechabed es habriyos. Someone who gives honor to other people, he himself is a mechubad. Now usually when you're trying to explain who's a mechubad, who's a respectable person? It's usually a person who gives respect. When you get respect, that makes you an honorable person. By other people giving you respect, that means you become a chubad. But the Mishnah says, is there a chubad? Who's an honorable person? Hamechabed es habriyos. He gives respect to other people. Says Maharal, what's this mechubad? Who's this honorable person who becomes more respectable by giving respect to other people? So answer the Maharal. Every person needs kavod. Every person needs self-respect. A sense of self-worth. Respectability. Every person needs that chashivas. You know, it's very interesting. You can have a suit which is sold in America. And the same suit sold in Eretz Yisrael. But a bach will never buy a suit in Eretz Yisrael. He'll buy it only in America. You could say because you want someone else to pay for it. But why would he buy a suit in Eretz Yisrael? So let me tell you what happens when you go into a store in Eretz Yisrael to buy a suit. You walk in there, you're waiting around 10 minutes, until finally someone realizes you're there or wants to realize that you're there. And he goes, yeah. He goes, Ken. And he goes, I want to buy a suit. He goes, oh, really? Like a whole chiddush. I want to buy a suit. As if like, why else are you here? And then he tells you here, what's your size? And you'll tell him your size. And he'll say, okay, you can buy your suits over there. So there you are. You've got to try on your own suit and see how it fits. You go to America. They're practically outside the door trying to get you to buy a suit. You go inside. And they're asking what your size are. They're giving you suits. They're helping you try it on. And then they tell you, no, you look amazing in that suit. This perfectly fits you. And the person will buy the suit based on this person. Because every single person enjoys that feeling of self-worth. Every person needs that chashivas of being told he looks good. So there's two types of people, says Maharal. There's one type of person who can get the chashivas from other people. By his whole chashivas is based on what other people tell him. Someone tells him, I see you're so clever. Someone tells you, you're a good looking person. How smart he is. Everything is based on what another person tells him. A person like that, says Maharal, he hasn't got a kinyan nafshi. He hasn't got a kinyan atmi or mechubad. He's not a real honorable person, because his whole chashivas is toyed on someone else. He needs someone else to tell him that he's an important person. There's another type of chashivas which a person can get. The Maharal says that a person who realizes that he is here with his own mission in this world, he realizes that he has a tachlis. Which means every single person has their own mission. And more than that, he understands that he's got a mission in this world, and he's a chilek of the kind of, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him from within himself. He's a chilek of the kind of, we're a piece of Hashem. There's a DNA inside of us, some substance of Hashem. That's a tremendous chashivas which a person should feel. The Gemara says a person should feel, Bishvili nivra ha'ilam, I have my own sense of chashivas. That type of person, his own chashivas is from within himself. He understands, I've got my mission in this world. So how do you tell the difference between the two type of people? How can you tell the difference between the type of person whose whole chashivas comes from someone else to a person whose chashivas comes from within himself, knowing his place in this world? So says Maharal, the difference is whether he's able to complement another person. A person whose whole chashivas comes from someone else, then he can't compliment someone else. He can't say, wow, I see you doing so well, you're becoming such a great yid. Why can't he compliment that person? Because in his own chashivas, he's going to go down. He's going to lose out his respectability because it's all based on another person. But a person whose chashivas comes from within himself, I know who I am. I know that I have my mission, that no one else's mission touches onto mine. Then I can compliment everyone. I can say, wow, you're doing amazing, you're such a great yid, you're doing so much chesed, I see you growing in your tefillah. We're able to compliment another person, because we have our own sense of chashivas. We understand who we are. Memelo, we can compliment another person. So says the Maharal, that's pshat. Is there a mechubad? Who's a real mechubadika person? Who's got real self-respect? Is a mechabad it's abriyas. He could compliment another person. He can say, wow, you're an unbelievable person. You walk around with such a smile, such a simchas lechaim. Because that person's avoda doesn't touch onto his. Therefore, we can understand the connection between shoynagu kol and zebazeh. Why couldn't they give honor to another person? They couldn't give kavod to another person, because on their level, and of course, we're not as great as a Tamid of Rebbe Akiva, but they couldn't compliment another person because they didn't have their own sense of chashivas. It could be because they're one of 24,000 Talmidim. It was pretty hard to feel like I'm a something. But they couldn't give kavod to someone else because they were losing out in their self-respect, which wasn't a real self-respect because it was all based on another person's way of looking at them. And that's why it says in the Medrash, Shehoisei Neim Tzoris Batoiro Zubazu. They couldn't give a compliment to someone else's steiging. They couldn't say, wow, you're learning so much, you're learning 12 hours a day, because if they weren't doing the same, they weren't as chashuv as the other person who was doing that much. Because they didn't realize that every single person is different. That's pshat in the Medrash. So the first message that comes out is first is appreciating who we are. By understanding that each of us are a separate entity. And everyone's chashivas doesn't have a bearing on my own chashivas. No, if we don't think in a Yiddishdik way, if we don't think in a Jewish way, then titles, a person's title or how high he is in some company, or if he's got a rabbi before his name, then obviously our self-respect is ruined because we think that yeah, that person is more important than me. He's made it. He's got some doctor before his name. He's got a rabbi before his name. That I've lost my own sense of chashivas, my own self-image. I don't realize who I am. I don't realize I'm a chelik of Kaim Yimal. The Gemara says that Hillel, that he left his talmidim, and he said he was going to the bathhouse to do a mitzvah. So they asked him, what mitzvah? And he said, the mitzvah of keeping my body clean. Because I'm created in the image of Hashem, in the likeness of Hashem. I'm a chelik of the Kaim Yimal. He realized that I'm a something. I'm real. I have my chavasai ba'ilamai. I have a mission in this world. So by first appreciating who we are, that's the first thing. And if we really know who we are, then we can give a compliment to someone else. We're able to be mechabed another person. We can say, wow. We can say so much to another person. Just walk around and give compliments to other people. You know, I still feel like I'm still young. I just turned 28. But nowadays, younger guys, like, you know, from not your generation, my generation, everyone needs that self-esteem. Everyone needs that sense of self-chashivas. Even the guys who did the best in yeshiva, they still feel like a failure. They still feel like they didn't make it in yeshiva because they're not the biggest lamdan. And even though they're number two, they still won't feel like chashiv. They're looking for it. People need compliments. Just walking around saying, your davening was so inspiring. To tell that to someone, that they feel chashiv about themselves. Just, we could change so many people's lives just by complimenting another person. Completely changes it. That people can go so far from a compliment. So Rabbi Twatsky, the Milwaukee Rebbe, he came to speak to our Kolo. So he told us a story about his father, who was a very well-respected person in his community. And there was a young Rebbe from New York visiting Rabbi Twatsky's community. And he asked the Rebbe, you know, I see your community respect you so much. How do you do it? So the Rebbe said, I really love my community know that I love them. So this young Rebbe from New York says, wow, that's such a great strategy for getting the community to love you. No, letting them know that you love them. So the Rebbe said, you don't understand. I really love them. You know, I was thinking before coming over here, you know, should I say a compliment to the Olim coming over here? Because just a few weeks ago, when I came from Eretz Yisrael, the Shabbos beforehand, I heard from Rabbi Klugerman, who's a great Rav, one of the big Talmidim of Chaim Shmulevitz, who lives in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. And he was giving us a shiur, Mesilas Yerushalayim. And he was telling us, you know, when it comes Shabbos, your thoughts are supposed to be different to the week. So he's telling us, let's not play a joke over here. For you, Bnei Torah, to change your thoughts from what during a week you're thinking about learning, and on Shabbos you're thinking about learning. Big deal. Big deal. What have you got to change your whole thoughts from during the week to Shabbos? And he said, for a working person, just even in one day, to change his thoughts from working, from business, to going to learn for an hour, whatever it is, they are a Noshim Gedolim. That's really big. That's real greatness. You know, I have my little small claim of business. I just started in Eretz Yisrael. And my wife's even doing it. It's over me. And I'm finding it hard to learn. It's just an unbelievable thing. And he called you guys, not me. He called you Anashim Gedolim, those who are sitting and learning. So I've given you your compliment. You have to come give me mine at the end, so you have to speaking. So Rabbi Twatsky, after saying this story, he said, V'ahavta l'recha kamecha. That you have to love another person. Says, but you can only love a person as much as you love yourself. When we love ourselves, when we realize our own chashivas, our sense of mission, then we're able to give it over to someone else. We can compliment other people. The Nesiv HaShalem, he brings the Ramban that says that Sfiras HaOmer is really a Chol HaMoed from Pesach until Shavuos, which means that the special Sefer HaShemayim that was there on Leil HaSeder, that Isru'usa de Le'ela, the special Koichas that were there on Leil HaSeder, are really there the whole Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer is a time of Tikkun HaMidos, of growth, having higher Asagas. And as we said, that all starts with Chesed. The first foundation of all growth is Chesed, Ben Adam Lechaveri. And we said that one of the ideas of Ben Adam Lechaveri is first by realizing who we are, we can compliment another person. And by using that Siyata D'Shemaya, by using the Siyata D'Shemaya in the next 7 weeks, by getting off the boat, by going into the 7 weeks, by using them, we could end up becoming a greater person. Thank you.